This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 224, recorded on Tuesday, August 6, 2019, and part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting. Today is Summer Resolutions Day. Now we know. Now we all know the schedule. Just, you know, a little less surprise, but hey. And I've come up with some pretty good stuff. Sorry, I'm moving my fine Wicked Weed Appalachian. It's like a session. It was a session pale ale or a session IPA. It's like a very low percentage of that style of brew. And I'm going to have a quick sip. Excellent. But so today I'm talking about stuff that I'm trying to get done this summer. And the first one I'm going to go with is get rid of it. Blah, blah, blah. It's kind of been in the news lately, but or in the tech news, the nerd news, the podcasts I listen to, that sort of thing. But it's getting rid of Dropbox. I didn't realize that it had newsified, and to a certain extent, and like I said last week in the first podcast episode, I'm listening to more Apple-centric podcasts recently. Not solely by any means, but I do listen to more of them than I used to. And apparently the Apple client, a lot of people are really unhappy with right now. But guess what? The Windows client, I'm not happy with either. They've added a whole bunch of stuff recently. They're trying to make Dropbox kind of an enterprise-y style thing, do a little bit of everything app versus a shared folder. But the client, everybody talks about this. That's what you want Dropbox to do. Shared folder. Put my files in it, get to them anywhere. That's what I want. That's, and for a long time, it was awesome at that. But now, A, it's got all this other crap added onto it. And then B, I don't remember exactly what I was doing. But sometime in the past several months, I think I started paying in May. So I think it must have been sometime in May. I got this notification that I had too many Dropbox clients installed. I was using the free Dropbox install. I had done a whole bunch of which I think initially was either a gig or 2 gigs. And then I had done share it and do all the stuff that they wanted you to do and watch the movies and everything. And I was up to maybe 8 gigs of space, 7, 8, somewhere like that. And I was fairly close to my storage, but I had stuff in there. I don't use Dropbox. It's primarily personal stuff. I have a folder in there that is work technically. And it's mainly only for me to bump stuff around. It's just the easiest way to move it from computer to computer rather than email it to myself. And then I just pull it out of there, I was fairly, and some of that stuff, you pull it out of there and you forget to delete the copy, and so it hangs around for a little while. Oops. I don't do anything, that would be bad. But I get this message that I'm like, I've got Dropbox installed on too many machines, and on my plan, I can have it installed on a maximum of 3. And I'm like, well, 3 is not going to freaking work. I have more than 3, devices personally, and I think I was trying to do that work hop skip it a jump thing. I don't remember, I was trying to do a thing, and I was trying to do it right then, and I'm like, well, fuck it, how do I fix this? Well, if you give us $10 a month, you go up to 10 or maybe unlimited. I don't even remember how many clients it is. I had a terabyte of space. I don't need a terabyte of space from them. I don't put anywhere near that in there. But at the time, I just needed to get stuff done. And so I popped for the $10. Like I said, I think that was back in May. It was like the middle of May. But that rankled me at that point. I'm like, I don't need this. I got enough subscriptions, most of which I like. I pay for Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime. But guess what? I get you know, which includes Prime Video. You're just talking about streaming services, you know, so that includes Prime Video. But I am perfectly happy with all those. We get plenty of goodness out of those things. Like, Dropbox is useful, but is it worth $120 or $100 a year to me if, you know, if I paid on a yearly basis? I'm like, I don't know about that, as they say. So it's been rankling me for a little while, and it's been in my head. And last month was just, last month was a little, was kind of hectic work wise and stuff. So it wasn't the month to do it. But at the same time, I started thinking about it, and I realized my workflows. And I've been working on a project at work where I have been having to transfer files back and forth with other people. But we are a Office 365 shop. So I have a gigantic OneDrive. And a lot of these files end up being initially emailed to me. But then I immediately put them in OneDrive now, and I can get to them via the web. I can get to them via the, on certain of my machines, I can get to them with, you know, the OneDrive client thingy that shows them in Explorer. And I'm like, this is usable. This is fine. So during the, you know, during, July, I started, really focusing on that for my work stuff. And I'm like, I just need a place to put my home stuff. And for a while, I was frittering about, and I kept thinking about Box. You know, not Dropbox, but just Box, which I have a account with from years and years ago. And I couldn't even really remember anything about it. And I finally was like, can I even log in? Do I still? And yeah, of course, you know, I can still log in. And it turns out I have a 50 gig account there that's free. It has a... it's a 250 meg file size maximum on it for the free account. And I went and looked in my Dropbox stuff, and I had one thing in there. I had a copy of a movie, not a BitTorrent copy. It was like an actual movie that we created. Charlotte created a thing for our son's wedding that was bigger than that. So I was like, ha. I'm like, and you know, yeah, I can figure out something to do with that, but I got a bunch of copies of that anyway. Because mainly I use it for, you know, I keep a lot of personal stuff in the drop, in the synced folder, A, so I can get to it no matter what machine I'm on. Even if I'm on my phone, you know, I keep my password manager data file in there so that I can get to it, you know, from any machine, even, you know, my phone, whatever. There's other stuff, you know, like, you know, copies of, you know, tax files and stuff like that. You know, A, they're synced everywhere. B, nowadays, all these, including both Dropbox and Dropbox, do versioning history, at least for 30 to 60 days. So, you know, you can get back things, and you can get back to earlier versions if something happens. So I was like, hey, I'm like, this should work fine. And the weird thing is, and you know, I was strongly considering that. And that's like that. So that's been so the work stuff is gone. And now I just basically have to, you know, install a new. And I've even considered the only reason. And, you know, I talked about Keybase. The other day was like, I could just put it all in Keybase. And I think that would work. And I think I'm going to put some stuff in there and just start using it more. I don't want that to be my only thing, because they consider their file system stuff still a work in progress. So I'm like, I don't want that to be the only, you know, well, I need to improve my backup systems too. I do a lot of copying mainly for backup systems, but yeah, I wouldn't want that to be the only thing I had, but I am going to start using Keybase more as well, because you got 250 gig there. I've kind of been in the mood the past, and I've been thinking about it in particular the past like week and a half or so, when I realized that I'm going to do the summer resolution thing for here. Like, I'm just going to get that set up and get everything moved over, and then maybe keep Dropbox, probably turn the client, take the client off on my machine, but everything's still up in the cloud. Like the main machine, I have one main laptop that I do most of my work on, but then I have several other devices that, you know, are easier to carry, or, you know, go in my bag or whatever. So, you know, I have it on many more than three devices, which was the initial problem. So I was going to take it off on my primary one once I copied everything out and just go for a month and know, you know, I've at least got these older copies of everything. I mean, I don't expect anything like Box to have a problem and fail. I just, like, how does the workflow work? You know, how performant is the client? All that sort of stuff. So if I decide, I just want to go back, I can just copy everything, turn the client back on, reinstall the client, and go back and try and figure out what to do. But then literally as I was getting ready for this podcast, I realized I also, you know, I use Office 365 at work and it works fine. It works well. I also use Office 365 at home. We have a family account because it's a good deal. Charlotte uses Office apps enough, Word, sometimes Excel, mainly Word. She used the apps enough that we kind of sort of needed an account anyway. And the difference between the personal account and for her and a family account is not very much money. And as I just remembered, it comes with a terabyte of free storage. So I also have the option of Office here at home. I don't currently on any of my home machines use the Office Explorer plugin. I don't really use it for, I use it for like work for the Office apps. I don't really use OneDrive at home, but there's no reason that I couldn't. And then I could, even if I needed to get to something at work where I'm logged into my work account, I could just do it via the web. So I might have a way bigger storage option that is just already there. So I've got two options, and so that's what we're going to be doing over the next, hopefully by the end of Dog Days, and I'll update probably either on this day or on Thursdays when I talk about my week, if I've got everything moved around and the Dropbox client turned off or uninstalled in a couple of places, I will update you. But that's my, so I just decided, I was like, Office is worth it, you know, to have, cause it's, I think $100 a year for the family to have an Office 365 account with, you know, Word, Excel, and SharePoint. And most of it, you know, with several of which we don't use, but Word and Excel, certainly Word. Charlotte passes documents back and forth. You know, Word is the, you know, de facto, yeah, you know, word processing platform at this point. So, you know, when somebody sends you a document, like she's been doing some, like editing for people and stuff like that, they're going to send her a Word document. Occasionally she gets somebody that uses, you know, the Google Suite, and which obviously she has as well, but, it's almost always Word. So it was worth it just there. And that's a terabyte of storage. So between Box and or OneDrive, I think that's going to solve that problem. And then Dropbox will be going away, which is kind of sad because Dropbox has always been really cool. But they're just, you know, people have been talking about it on podcasts and stuff. They're in this venture-funded hole that means that they have to keep growing and have to keep, you know, increasing their market cap and trying to become like, you know, a giant, a tech giant versus just a company that does one job really well, but would have to be a lot smaller. So it's a bummer. I've always liked Dropbox, but I hope to have it uninstalled from my primary machines by the end of the month. So that's my resolution. We will talk about it hopefully during the month. This has been Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. My email address for contact is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My website is kenzoid.com. That's kenzoid.com. That's where this podcast, the show notes such as they are, which will basically probably be a link to Box and, you know, Office 365 or maybe something like that. But down at the bottom of the page, I did go in today, verify that I didn't have Keybase in my Elsewhere box that had a whole, my Elsewhere box has my Amy Street account still in it. Music buying service from like, 7, 8, maybe 10 years ago, got eventually bought by Amazon, and I'm pretty sure it was Amazon. It just disappeared. But I left that in there for nostalgia's sake, but I did add Keybase So you can see a whole bunch of my accounts down there. And so if you're looking for me, that's the way to do it. Kinzoi.com. I think that's it for tonight, and we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.